Alaska is among more than two dozen Republican-led states that filed lawsuits today to challenge the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for large employers. If that sounds familiar, it's because last week Alaska was among a group of states that sued to challenge a different Biden administration vaccine mandate. Yes, it is a bit confusing. That's why we have Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin to explain. Liz, help us out. Why are there multiple mandates and multiple lawsuits?
Well, President Biden has actually issued three vaccine mandates. They cover different groups of workers, and they don't cover everyone. Let's start with the one that applies to large employers.
Okay, what's a large employer, and is there a testing alternative for that?
Yes, the rule says private companies with more than 100 workers have to either impose a vaccine requirement or require unvaccinated employees to test weekly and wear face masks. It's an OSHA rule, Occupational Safety and Health. The rule was just published, so now we know the deadline is January 4 for vaccination.
Does that apply to employees who are working from home?
Good question. No, it does not. A government fact sheet says the mandate doesn't apply to employees when they are working from home or to employees who work exclusively outdoors or alone.
That's the mandate for large employers. What other vaccine mandates are there?
There's the one that applies to federal contractors. And this is interesting because federal contractor is defined really broadly. It's not just, say, you know, an Alaska Native Corporation subsidiary that supplies security guards to a federal building. The Alaska Railroad got a letter saying the mandate applies there because of a warehouse it leases to the Forest Service. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is a federal contractor because of its research contracts. The State Department of Corrections is a federal contractor because it houses federal prisoners. But the state, as you said, is in a lawsuit challenging that. Governor Mike Dunleavy has issued an administrative order essentially saying state employees can't help impose a federal vaccine mandate.
And the federal vaccine mandate, correct me if I'm wrong, that one doesn't have a testing option, right?
You're right. The vaccine mandate for federal contractors has no option of weekly testing in lieu of vaccination. It allows limited exemptions for disability and certain religious beliefs. Oh, also, Casey, the deadline for federal contractors was moved, and now it is January 4.
Liz, what are the state's chances of overturning these mandates?
Boy, that is really hard to say. Some authorities I've talked to say it depends on a lot of small details, like what exemptions are available for people who, you know, are allergic to vaccines or for some reason can't wear masks. I've heard some experts say the mandate that applies to private employers is the shakiest. And others say that one is solid because it's an OSHA rule and worker safety is definitely at stake with this pandemic.
But wait, there's more. One more mandate, right?
Yes, that's right. Healthcare workers. There's a rule that says hospitals and nursing homes that get funds from Medicare and Medicaid have to impose a vaccine mandate. No testing option, and the deadline is also January 4.
Okay, that was Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin here. Liz, thanks for explaining this trio of federal vaccine mandates.
Casey, you're welcome, and have a good weekend.